Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
One, two, three. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away. Or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach. This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy talk radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. What are you struggling with? Let's talk about it. Your health, life. The show's all about you. It's about your health and your life. We want to help you go from where you are to where you need to be. Do you dream much when you sleep? Well, it's a question that I never really thought about years ago, but of course I do now, knowing what I know. But dreaming is a big deal when it comes to sleep. Sleep is obviously probably one of the biggest barriers to you having great, great health. And our sleep patterns and our sleep habits really make a big difference. I mean, whether you sleep a good solid 7 or 8 hours is going to be a determined piece of whether your day is going to be great or not, whether your memory is going to be great, whether your immune system is going to be great. But they're saying now there's a lot we don't understand when it comes to sleep, but we know certain changes do occur in the brain, and we have a few guesses as to why, but even the experts only have theories. And sleep has long been thought as a way to process, sort, and store the day's events, and more research is supporting that notion. Imagine the brain as a second gut. And this is what Ruben Nyman, who's a PhD in clinical psychologist specializing in integrative sleep and dream medicine at the University of Arizona, says. At night, the brain metaphorically swallows, digests, and sifts through information, and just like the gut, eliminates. So the brain keeps becoming a part of who we are. Dreaming, he said, is like the brain's digestive system. But there's plenty about dreaming that we only think we know. So here's some tips. We do dream all night long. You've probably heard that dreams only occur during rapid eye movement or REM sleep, but we're actually constantly dreaming. And we're more tuned into dreams during REM sleep, he says. Just because you don't see the dream doesn't mean it's not there, it's not happening. So as the night progresses, periods of REM sleep lengthen, so the majority of our dreams occur within the latter third of the night. And insects and fish don't have REM sleep, although some dreams happen outside of REM sleep. Identifying rapid eye movement in other species is about as close as we can get to predicting whether those creatures actually dream or not. University of California researchers say, but all mammals and reptiles and some birds do experience REM sleep and therefore likely dream according to popular science. They say you're less likely to dream or remember a dream if your alarm jolts you awake. Well, the trauma of an alarm dragging you into a waking world can cause you to forget where you were in that just moment, in that previous moment, in sleeping and in dreaming. So don't try too hard to hold on to those fleeting images. If you chase a dream, it's going to run away, they say. People who remember their dreams, though, show different brain activity. A new study found that more spontaneous activity in a part of the brain called the temporal parietal junction among people who regularly recall their dreams, compared with the study who rarely do, the differences weren't just during sleep, but also while study participants were awake. Previous research found that people who remember more dreams also react to sounds during sleep. So your body reacts to dreams, too, as if it were awake. So there's a little frustrating in waking up mad someone from something he or she did in a dream, only to realize that there's no way you can talk those feelings out and still sound sane. But biologically, it makes sense that those feelings linger after your eyes open. So it's a real life scenario, even it feels real life when you're dreaming. Now, we dream in real time, which is interesting. So despite the myth that our dreams occur in a split second, in reality, dreams can play out for 20, 30, even 60 minutes. So they're likely only a couple of minutes long at the beginning of the night and lengthen along with your REM sleep. Nightmares, they say, this is interesting, but they say nightmares aren't always about fear. So bad dreams are surely scary. We know that. I've had them. You've had them. But they say that researchers analyzed logs of about 300 people, and they found that many nightmares and bad dreams elicited feelings of failure, worry, confusion, sadness, and guilt. And the researchers also found that men are more likely to have bad dreams centered around violence or physical aggression, while women's bad dreams focused on relationship conflict. Imagine that. It's interesting. Dreams aren't weird, they say, until you call them weird. So, again, you can die in your dreams and live to tell the tale. So, again, a lot of the dreams, depending on, you know, what you deal with and all, sometimes they mean something, sometimes they don't. But the psychologists say that, again, a lot of that is more on the random side, whether or not they do actually mean something or not. Kathy in Boulder, Colorado, said, I've been diagnosed with cirrhosis of the liver, and I'm extremely obese. I've fought the battle trying to lose weight all my life. I'm 59. I've been told that I have about 6 years or so to live unless I can lose the weight. Can you help? Well, I can. But this is one of those deals where when it comes to weight loss, I can help you and give you tools, but at the end of the day, you have to help you. I mean, no one else is going to do that for you but you. So you really have to get to a place where you can, first of all, you got to have a place where you can, you got a made up mind. I mean, that is first and foremost. You have to think better. You have to get your mind right, and everything else really falls in line. You have to have some accountability. So no matter what you decide to do and how you lose the weight, someone has to hold you accountable. That is an absolute key. We know that for a fact, and the science is all behind it. There has to be a level of accountability. So that's first and foremost. Then the other piece of it that's important is that we need some level, your dietary changes have to be strong. So eating the foods that are in the right proportion, the right amounts, and again, all that's at our website. You can go there, and we've got a great little kind of online lifestyle assessment where you can figure out exactly where you are and where you need to be. But yeah, your eating habits, your right calories, and the right macronutrients, your proteins, your fats, and your carbs, all that needs to be in line with where you want it to really hit your goals and make a difference there. And then also your exercise routine has to be solid. And that's why the accountability comes in, because they can really, if you get someone that's maybe at least walking alongside you and has similar goals, then you guys can kind of lock arms and walk through it together. So when you're having a tough day and it's hard to get up and go exercise, they can pull you along. And when they're having a tough day, you can pull them along. And that's the power of accountability. I mean, two is greater than one. So that's a big piece on that. But with the liver itself, you want to do everything you can to support it. And there's a lot of great tools that can support it, for sure. I mean, you've got certain foods that are fantastic at supporting it. I mean, you've got milk thistle, which, of course, has been used in a supplement form for a long time. But even things like berberry and echinacea are very good for supporting the liver. And also, don't forget, even from a dietary perspective, if you get your balance and your equal amounts of lean protein sources, low glycemic carbs, healthy fats, that's going to make a big difference too. Because that way you can build a good solid game plan, get the right kind of nutrients that you need, and then, of course, begin to win. It's what it comes down to, because, you know, you get cirrhosis, or you get diabetes, or you get high blood pressure, and you get nailed with some diagnosis, and we put this label around us, and we feel like we can never get out. But that's not really the case. We can get out. You can get out, and you can begin to thrive again. 888-283-7272. Give us a call or go to the website, teamlifestyle.com. Hey folks, you've heard me recommend AminoActive for pain relief on the show, and now I'd like you to hear from people who have tried AminoActive and found it better than some prescription medicines.
While I do take it for myself, I actually discovered its wonderful power because I gave a bottle to my mother, and it transformed her life in less than 48 hours. She goes, honey, for the last 3 months, When I wake up in the morning, I can't even lift my arms above my head. And I shipped it up to her, literally. I air expressed it up to her. So within 48 hours, she was back out in the garden again, getting up in the morning.
If you have arthritis and want to experience quick pain relief without the harmful side effects, try Amino Active. Check out the website for more info and learn where it's available, www.aminoactive.com. That's aminoactive.com. Or call 800-251-416. Six, safe, effective, it's Amino Active.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
Alex Jones here. For the last 2 years, I've been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to design a nutraceutical formulation that has truly life-changing health benefits. So many other formulations out there contain toxic ingredients, synthetic additives, and even GMOs. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Are you always 5 minutes late? Maybe you're only late when you don't want to be somewhere. Then you realize you're always 5 minutes late. For work, you set 3 alarms, drag your feet in the shower, drink your coffee slowly until you're rushing out the door. 5 minutes late. It's not that you hate your job. Hate is such a strong word. You're just not that excited about it. But most people don't love what they do, right? Listen, if you're local to the Twin Cities, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable, and a whiz on the phone, you might want to join one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, GCN. Because right now, we are hiring, and we offer benefits. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, where you'll want to be 5 minutes early every day.
Call now, 888-283-7272.
888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. And get healthy online at oncallradio.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. Check us out on the web, oncallradio.com. Whatever you're struggling with, know the body can get sick. You can also get well. It's about the choices we make every day. Of course, you can make good choices and you can make bad ones. I mean, it's up to you. That's the benefit of it, and that's the joy of it. So we have to learn that we can make really, really good choices all the way around. Josh, you're next with us. How can I help?
I went to the doctor today, and I was told I had a hemopetrous, H-E-M-P-T-Y-S-I-S. It's a lung disease, and it's caused from a fungus in the soil. And they didn't leave me with a lot of hope, and I just wondered if there's any alternative-type medicines I could take.
One of the big ones for that type of issue, yep, your black walnut, echinacea, is really, really good. Those are great. And, of course, you can do a reset and help reset the digestive tract, clear out the digestive tract, one of the big keys. But, yeah, using the echinacea and also the black walnut, those are fantastic. You can get into a little bit of, there's a tea, an echinacea tea that works really well, too. But, you know, Easy Act tea, some of those are very beneficial. And, of course, Ionic Silver is a great one as well. So there's a lot of great kind of herbal remedies. And then also, like you say, on the alternative side, that can be very beneficial. But you've got to figure out where your deficiencies are first. And, of course, they've done the test now. They cultured it. They know what it is. But getting your body into a place where it can really begin to thrive and you have a strong immune system, all that plays a big, big role in the grand scheme. You have to build a good plan around that, all right? 888-283-7272. Give us a call or go to the website, oncallradio.com. Now, here's some surprising obesity facts to talk about. Now, a lot of people say, well, you know, when you're overweight, it affects so many areas of the body, and it really, really does. One of the big ones is our memory. And so obese women, they say, who lost weight, notice an improvement in memory during a study. And they said that for each BMI point increase in a woman's weight showed a drop in their memory score. So a new endocrine society study shows that memory loss is reversible, though. So brain activity patterns during memory testing showed improvement in remembering and matching faces, the study said. So the BMI dropped from 32.1 down to 29.2, and that made a big difference. Obese people also have weaker immune systems, so lower levels of vitamin D in obese people may affect the immune system to increase risk for asthma and allergies, according to a new research study. Now, the researchers found a link between the severity of a person's obesity and certain biochemical measures of an allergic disease. As an inflammatory disorder, the fat around the midsection causes a lot of inflammation, so obesity can affect anything from diabetes to asthma all the way to cancer. Joseph Skelton, who's a physician and obesity expert at Wake Forest Baptist Medical Center, said, in addition, obesity may decrease the effectiveness of the influenza vaccine, according to a study published in the International Journal of Obesity. So obesity wrecks your sex life, too. Hormonal changes associated with obesity can cause libido to drop in both men and women. So the balance of the sex hormones is a complex one. Dan Hess, who's a pediatrician and obesity specialist at the American Board of Obesity Medicine, said, in general, obese men have decreased testosterone levels and elevated estrogen levels, whereas the obese women develop hyperandrogenic, which is an excess male hormone that leads to PCOS or polycystic ovarian syndrome, and includes symptoms such as excess body hair, irregular menses, acne, and ultimately contributes to infertility. Big issue. Obesity patterns also appear very early. So early childhood growth and feeding patterns may impact early childhood weight and obesity status. It's according to the BMI. Obese children are more likely to become obese adults, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Children who emptied their bottles by age 2 showed a 1.3 times higher risk of obesity. And a lot of the researchers recommend promoting breastfeeding and increase the feeding skills of caretakers as a way to intervene. So a lot of people really have a trouble, you know, kind of cutting off their eating habits. There's a syndrome called Prader-Willi, and it's the lack of the ability to regulate the appetite. They literally can't stop eating. They just keep going and going. Cindy Heiss, who's a registered dietitian at the Metropolitan State University in Denver, says Prader-Willi syndrome is characterized by such a voracious appetite for food as a result of brain dysregulation and appetite. Symptoms usually appear in children ages 1 to 4 and can include a constant craving for food and rapid weight gain, along with poor muscle tone and eye coordination. A lot of gases in a person's breath can predict obesity risk too. So if a person deals with, of course, you have a lot of gas, bloating and gas, but you also have bad breath, all that can attribute to excessive belching and whatnot. The Journal of Clinical Endocrinology and Metabolism said that people that deal with these type of issues can have a higher rate of obesity in their genetic makeup. So a lot of issues can go on with that, which is a little bit challenging. Of course, it ranks among the most preventable cause of death, which I think is pretty exciting, because you can do something about it. I mean, that's the key. I mean, the CDC even said that much of the illness related to traced back. I mean, all these issues, high blood pressure, heart disease, stroke, type 2 diabetes, risk of gallstones, metabolic syndrome, cholesterol issues. I mean, all of this, sleep issues, reproductive, certain cancers are all linked to obesity. Incredible. So we lose the weight, we can gain our health back. Of course, obesity increases the risk of osteoporosis. You're not getting the nutrients that your body needs. A lot of fat compared to lean muscle tissue. Older people are less obese. The changes in body fat and lean muscle with aging causes a gradual increase of body fat. And, of course, after the age of 60, the trend declines slightly, especially among men, which is the good news. So if you stay working out, eating well, taking care of yourself, you can decrease that significantly. So just 5 pounds is enough to make a difference. Remember that just 5 pounds, if you can do that, you can make a huge impact in your health.
Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. When it comes to digestive health, probiotics are the key. Why do employees, owners, and managers of health food stores take Theralac more than any other brand? Results. Fast results. In fact, Theralac is the most potent medicinal brand probiotic in existence. With patented stomach acid resistance delivery and prebiotic guaranteed potency, Theralac restores regularity while providing all the long-term benefits of superior probiotic supplements. Don't be fooled by probiotic products that promise higher potency on more strains of beneficial bacteria. High potency means nothing without proper delivery. Theralac is formulated for powerful results. Theralac, the high-potency probiotic with strength, delivery, and stimulation, supporting your digestion, regularity, and immunity. Theralac, available in the refrigerated section of your favorite health food store. For more information, go to Theralac.com.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
Yeah.
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down at the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
for over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts, fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
Part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. And get healthy online at oncallradio.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. Check us out on the web, oncallradio.com. Kelly in Middleburg, Florida says, one evening last week, I caught the tail end of a discussion you were having about weight loss. I believe you said you combined two supplements, L-arginine and something else. I have about 50 pounds to lose, so that would be helpful if you could go over that. Sure. I mean, with weight loss, again, it's not about the pills and the gimmicks. It's not about one silver bullet that's going to help come in and save the day. It's about your habits, right? So your habits determine everything. Got to have your eating right first. That's number one. Got to have your exercise right, second, that's number two. And then you have to have any of the additional things on top of that. So supplements I'm talking about can help increase growth hormone levels. They also help with support healthy blood pressure levels. But L-arginine and L-citrulline together, along with green tea extract, they blend those together. They work really, really well at supporting the overall body chemistry. So that is a big key when you're looking at growth hormone levels, which, again, the pituitary gland is the master gland. It controls everything within the body. So if that's not working right, nothing's going to work right. You have to get those in line first to make a big difference. So focus on that, and that's where you really win. They can help. But, again, your eating has to be right. Exercise has to be right. Okay? So, you know, a lot of people think I can just take the supplements, good, But it's not really the case that way. Have to get the nutrition in. That's always the key. Let's go to Randall next on the phones. How can I help, Randall?
So I got high blood pressure and a chemical imbalance. My weight is 197 pounds, and I'm about 5'10 and a half. And I want to know how I can better my health.
You know, one of the big keys with blood pressure, there's some great ways to do that. L-arginine and citrulline together, those amino acids, they do help. And it can help quite a bit, actually. Rebounding, on jumping up and down the mini trampoline, 5 minutes a day up to 20 minutes a day can help. Garlic, eating a clove of garlic, a couple of those a day can help. Studies have shown that in a tremendous way. It can really support the body when you're dealing with anything relating to blood pressure. So all of that has a great way of supporting. But one of the keys that I really like to see in a situation like that, I mean, when you're looking just for an overall health plan, is more than anything is consistency. And I like to see that when someone really embarks on a good nutrition plan, they're eating the right kind of foods on a regular basis, that you also give some flexibility to yourself too. So what I mean by that is, let's say you're eating well 90% of the time. You eat well 90% of the time, you still give yourself some flexibility. Maybe 2 to 3 meals a week, you can eat whatever you'd like. Maybe a piece of cheesecake or a piece of pizza or whatever. Because it's going to keep you balanced. People get on an extreme diet or a way of eating, and they get into this position where it's kind of all or nothing. And really, there's so many benefits to having balance and having a couple of kind of guilt-free meals, if you will, that can make a tremendous difference in the way that you feel, but also it can even stimulate metabolism too when you're eating really, really healthy, and then all of a sudden you have a couple of meals that maybe are not so healthy throughout the week. Not throughout the day, throughout the week. And that can make a big difference. But with blood pressure, don't forget your eating habits, your exercise habits. All of those matter. And it's not just so much a heart-healthy diet, but it's eating a diet on a regular basis that can make a good impact for you. Getting blood tests done, understanding that the blood testing can show a huge difference in what your body actually needs versus what it doesn't need. And you always want to have that checked, I would say at least every 6 months. They're probably already checking it on a semi-regular basis for the basics, but you want to get nutritional deficiencies looked at as well, because those play a significant role in your health. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Lines are open. Give us a call or go to the website, oncallradio.com. Chicken is known. It's our food of the hour. Chicken's always known for the high protein content. It's always kind of a go-to, but a lot of people really don't understand that how much value we have in chicken. And, of course, it's a great source of protein, but it has sulfur-containing amino acids like cysteine and methionine, branched-chain amino acids, leucine, isoleucine, and valine, which are important support for cardiac and skeletal muscle. All the B vitamins are present. You got B1, B2, B3, B5, B6, B12. All the biotin, folate, and choline, which are beneficial. And then, of course, the biotin is really good for your skin and hair and nails and all that. The chicken is particularly helpful in obtaining plenty of vitamin B3, which is niacin. Okay, that's a really, really important one. Plus, it has minerals. As a matter of fact, in terms of minerals, it's rich in selenium, zinc, copper, and magnesium. Many people wonder about the potential health advantages of switching from beef to chicken. And again, context of colon cancer risk. First important piece is that, of course, with colon cancer, you typically find increased risk from high consumptions. That's about 5 or more ounces a day. So we're not aware of any research, they say, showing increased colon cancer risk from the consumption of about 3 to 4 ounces of beef several times a week. But at its higher intake level, however, increased risk of colon cancer is associated with beef does not appear to be with chicken. So there is a benefit there in that regard. Regardless of the amount of chicken you choose to include in your meal plan, they do recommend certified organic chicken and has been genuinely pasture raised. By genuinely, we mean, of course, often important to go beyond the labeling claims of pastured or pasture raised. All of that matters. So again, chicken's got a lot of great benefits to it. Great protein source, grass-fed, hormone-free, or free-range and hormone-free, antibiotic-free. Always want to go in that regard. All right, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. You're listening to On Call Radio. Check us out on the web, oncallradio.com. If you're looking for a lifestyle provider, that's someone in your area that believes the same way we do, just check out the website. Go to oncallradio.com. In Louisville, Kentucky, we had an email that came in. We've got Stephanie. It said, since the beginning of the spring, I've been working on getting healthy. I've been following your plan, and I've dropped 24 pounds. And that's really great, by the way. I've been jogging early in the morning and 4 to 5 days a week. But last week, I noticed a pain in my shin, and I've never had it before. It's a dull pain, and it increases on activity. What do you think that is? It's like a shin splint, and it's just the anterior tibialis muscle. What happens is the calf muscle, your gastroc, is stronger than your anterior tib because the anterior tib doesn't get a lot of stimulation during walking. It gets a little bit because you have to raise your toe to step. But it doesn't get a lot. And so your calves are typically, your back of your calves, typically a lot stronger. And so as those, if you don't work the anterior tibialis, you can easily get those shin splints, which are extremely painful. Then if you start stretching out the fascia, you can split the fascia because the anterior tib can expand. And that creates compartment syndrome, which can be extremely painful as well. So, yeah, you've got to... getting some treatment, maybe going to a sports medicine doc or a physical therapist, actually, could be really helpful. They can do some rehab, give you some ways to, you know, to kind of help through that. Massage therapy is a great way to go. I mean, that is an incredible way to recover and get the body kind of going where it needs to. Major deal on that. 888-283-7272. Give us a call. Go to John on the phones. Hi, John.
Issue I'm having with, like, anxiety built up in my chest at night when I'm trying to sleep. It wakes me up. It's like I have to take deep breaths, and it just it settles down. If I put some pressure on my back, it kind of relaxes me for about 15 minutes, and then it just builds back up, and I'm back there again with I'm having to wake right up from sleeping with that feeling. I just don't know what to do about it. I've been to the doctor's office in the hospital and had chest x-rays and MRIs, but they can't find anything wrong, so I don't know what to do about it.
Yeah, anxiety like that can be a challenge. It can be kind of scary, too. Especially when you feel like your heart's involved, even though it probably is not. But yet, GABA is a brain chemical, and it's called gamma aminobutyric acid. And when GABA levels get low in the body, then you get kind of that anxious feeling, heart flutter, all that sort of thing. When GABA levels are normal or even elevated, we're very chilled out. So, you know, it's you can get some testing done to find out where your levels are. But there's also foods, and a lot of this is on my website at oncallradio.com, but the foods that will actually support healthy GABA levels, you actually got to avoid certain foods. And they're healthy foods, too. It's the craziest thing. So your basic foods, like, you know, sugar, processed flour, but wheat products, oatmeal, most of the nuts will do this. And then also wheat, barley, a lot of the grains, salmon, which is supposed to be a superfood, and it really is. But it affects GABA levels in a big way, can create anxiety. And spinach is another one. So, yeah, a lot of the health foods, quote-unquote. But, I mean, it's like you don't eat salmon, but you can eat, you know, grouper and all kinds of fish. So you just find what works better for you. But I would even get some of the allergy testing done, see if there's any maybe food allergies that could be there as well.
Hey,
Hey, folks, you've heard me recommend Amino Active for pain relief on this show, and now I'd like you to hear from people who have tried Amino Active and found it better than some prescription medicines.
Well, I do take it for myself. I actually discovered its wonderful power because I gave a bottle to my mother, and it transformed her life in less than 48 hours. She goes, honey, for the last 3 months, when I wake up in the morning, I can't even lift my arms above my head. And I shipped it up to her. Literally, I air expressed it up to her. So within 48 hours, she was back out in the garden again, getting up in the morning.
If you have arthritis and want to experience quick pain relief without the harmful side effects, try Amino Active. Check out the website for more info and learn where it's available, www.aminoactive.com. That's aminoactive.com. Or call 800-251-4166. Safe, effective, it's Amino Active.
Did you know by age 50, half of all men have an enlarged prostate? This means more urges to urinate, longer bathroom trips, waking at night to urinate, or issues with sex. If this sounds familiar, call us now, because we're shipping free bottles of Super Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Super Beta Prostate is a non-prescription formula guaranteed to reduce the symptoms of your enlarged prostate. It's yours free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-890-3525. In clinical trials, the ingredient in Super Beta Prostate was shown to reduce urges to urinate, improve bladder emptying, reduce waking at night to urinate, and improve quality of life. This Super Beta Prostate free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Don't wait. Just call 1-800-890-3525. That's 1-800-890-3525. Call 1-800-890-3525.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio, next.
From the makers of Block It Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Block It Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at blockitpocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. Blockitpocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Get updates on your favorite GCN shows and hosts. Go to GCNlive.com and click on the banner in the upper left corner. Just for signing up, you're automatically entered for monthly giveaways. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
Hey, everyone, I'm having lots of fun with my new Ghost 80% AR-15. This baby shoots like a dream. Hey, thanks, Guns80.com. You know, friends ask me all the time why I wanted a Ghost AR-15. That's easy. You see, my buddy Mark kept telling me that I'd better go to Guns80.com to get myself a Ghost AR-15 before they outlawed them. I thought he was just paranoid, so I ignored him. Well, at first. But then I started hearing government and media types talking about making guns illegal, about the president signing on to a UN treaty that could take my gun rights away. You know, it really bugged me, so I dug in, I did the research, and I realized that Mark was right all along. I know now that having an unregistered Ghost AR-15 is the right answer. I'm a proud 80% Ghost AR-15 convert, you should be too. The answer is really simple. Get your Ghost AR-15 at GunsAD.com. The big sale is on right now. Go to GunsAD.com. That's GunsAD.com. Guns80.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturing manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Connect with the show online, oncallradio.com. Call now, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. You check us out on the web, oncallradio.com. Whatever you're struggling with, we are here to help. Take you from where you are in current state of health to where you need to be. All about thriving more than anything else. COPD is a big deal. And I get asked a lot, can you exercise with COPD? So it's an important, actually, component of the treatment plan for COPD exercise is. If you have it, regular exercise, they say, can improve the way your body uses oxygen, which can increase your ability to perform physical tasks. And, of course, can help you in your overall feeling of well-being, too. Barry Make, who's a physician and pulmonologist, co-director at the COPD program at the National Jewish Health in Denver, and professor of medicine at the University of Colorado. So COPD and exercise, here's a lot of tips and tricks that go along with it. Before they start an exercise program, COPD patients need to see their physician and get approval, first of all. And if you don't know where to start, your doctor or respiratory or physical therapist can help you develop a program that works really great for you. For the COPD patients, they recommend a strengthening program for major muscle groups and endurance program for cardiopulmonary exercise. So many COPD patients enter the rehabilitation program around exercises like walking, water aerobics, or stationary riding a bike, which is really good. I mean, all of those are great. They're all fantastic. Managing symptoms while working out, too, is another big one. So the workout tips for COPD patients, here's some great ones. And number one, you want to warm up. Take about 5 to 10 minutes to warm up. Let your heart and muscles kind of get acclimated to what you're heading to do. That's a great way to go. Get a breeze. Sometimes people tend to hold their breath when they're exercising, so you concentrate on the inhalations and exhalations when you exercise. And, again, you want to get a partner. A lot of times it's always good to have a partner with you to help you work out. And, of course, chatting with your partner can help keep everything under control. But you want to cool down and stretch. That's a big one. So balance your exercise program with a few minutes of gentle exercise to cool down. Great way to go. And always listen to your body. Don't push yourself too far. If you experience dizziness, weakness, or heart palpitations, extreme shortness of breath, or pain while you're exercising, you want to stop immediately and call your doctor. Definitely a great way to go. But, you know, to answer your question, exercise with COPD is always a good way to go. You always want to consider that because, well, it's just important. I mean, it's one of the keys to keeping you where you need to be and to supporting the lung, the overall lung capacity and the lung function. The more oxygen you get, the better, right? You're going to get that into the cells, going to give you more energy, more stamina, cause you to feel better. So it's a real key to make sure that that is consistent if you've been diagnosed with COPD or if you've been dealing with that. And if you haven't been exercising, now's the time to start. 888-283-7272. Give us a call. Go to the website oncallradio.com. Let's go to Betty now. Hi, Betty.
I would like to ask about my urine is real, real strong and a dark yellow. And I drink a lot of water and stuff, but it doesn't seem to be clearing up, and I don't know what's causing it. It also has an odor, a real strong odor to it.
Yeah, it can. And that's the challenge to it. I mean, when your urine starts to have that type of issue, first and foremost, you want to get it checked out. You want to get some blood work done, make sure your kidneys are doing okay. And then also, you got to look and see if there's any type of infection. So I get a UA done, your physician can easily check that. They can check, see if there's any kind of bacterial infection, viral infection, any type of issue that might be of a concern. That's what you want to look at first. So, you know, one of the big keys, too, is getting that checked out and see if, because the kidney, usually when there's an odor, there's either an infection or there's a kidney issue at large. Now, it could also be food you're eating. There could be certain foods you're eating that are creating the odor. That could be one of the challenges. But I would have a look at that first. Get your physician to take a peek at it, because there's so many could-bes. Until you get the testing done, you really don't know. All right? Let's go to Leah next. Hi, Leah.
And I'm having a problem with, you know, I've had a history of recurring DVT, and I am 55 and postmenopausal, and I have no hormones. And I'm needing, you know, I just feel like I'm just, you know, I'm just almost non-existing. You know, I just don't have any energy, nothing interesting, and just all those things that go with that. And I was just wondering if there is something that I can take that where I can just feel like, you know, I have a life again.
Well, the good news is you do have hormones. They may not be at the level that you need them or want them to be, but you definitely have them. So that's the good news. I think it's more than hormones a lot of times. I think we jump straight to the hormone wagon and jump on it. But many times there can be other factors that are really playing a role. And that's what has to be looked at first. So first and foremost, I would get some testing done and see if it's just hormones or if there's certain nutritional deficiencies. I mean, the adrenal glands, the body stress glands, they could be affected in a negative way. So that's first. You've got to look at that. And then also, that's another big key here, too, is the thyroid. So if the thyroid's not working right and you don't have enough support for the thyroid, pituitary gland's not working the way it needs to, you know, all of that can play a big role. So you have to get it looked at from a multitude of areas before you can really get it nailed down and figure out the whole reason why the body's doing what it's doing. But I would start there. Start there, build a good game plan, and then you can really find it. Because the blood testing, so much lies in that. And you have to eliminate the could-bes and narrow it down so you can target and focus. Then you can get your nutrition and your lifestyle in gear to help you build everything back up. Puts another hour in the charts. I want to thank our producer, Jay Patrick. Go tell one person something you learned in the show. Together, we can transform the health of our friends, our families, and our communities.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding medical conditions.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom82.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom82.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 82.com. Go to freedom82.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom82.com.